The Traveler's Journal, April 7th, previewing the Shaw Festival. The Canadian town of Niagara-on-the-Lake sits 20 miles north of the famous falls, where the once-raging Niagara River flows quietly into Lake Ontario. In 1792, a wooden stockade there briefly served as the British capital of Upper Canada, until authority was transferred to a more defensible position at Toronto. For a decade, cannonballs flew across the then hotly contested U.S.-Canada border, and in 1813, American forces burned the fort and the village to the ground. Though Niagara-on-the-Lake was quickly rebuilt, a shipping canal diverted the flow of commerce elsewhere. The town's changed little since then. Its brick-lined, tree-shaded streets are flanked by elegant, finely preserved clapboard homes and well-kept gardens. Since 1962, the town has also been the summer setting for what is now North America's second-largest repertory theater group. The Shaw Festival has grown from local presentations of plays by George Bernard Shaw to an annual 7-month-long celebration of a century of theater, which attracts over 300,000 visitors to the village. The next season starts this Friday. In all, 12 different plays will run in repertory rotations until late November in the festival's 3 theaters. In addition to 3 plays by Shaw, the festival, town, and other attractions of the Niagara Peninsula make a very enticing travel destination. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.